This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The United States and Iran will hold direct talks in Islamabad today to end weeks of conflict in West Asia region. The U.S. delegation is led by Vice President J.D. Vance alongside U.S. President Donald Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, and advisor Jared Kushner. Iran is represented by Parliament Speaker Mohammad Baghir Ghalibaf. Talks are expected to focus on Iran's nuclear enrichment program, ballistic missile development, and the Strait of Hormuz, where hundreds of oil tankers remain stranded or delayed. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will be on a three-day official visit to Paris and Berlin from tomorrow. In Paris, the Foreign Secretary will co-chair the India-France Foreign Office consultations along with Secretary General of French Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Martin Prince. The discussions will be held on a wide range of issues, including defense, civil nuclear energy, space, cyber and digital, AI, innovation and initiatives fostering people-to-people exchanges and cultural ties. External Affairs Ministry said that latest global and regional developments will also be discussed. In Berlin, the Foreign Secretary will co-chair the India-Germany Foreign Office consultations with State Secretary of the German Foreign Office, Dr. Theresa Andreas von Geer. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has successfully conducted the second integrated airdrop test, IADT-02, for the upcoming Gaganyaan mission at Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. The system is essential to ensure safe recovery of the crew module, that is the capsule in which astronauts sit during a human flight. Union Minister Jitendra Singh congratulated the ISRO for successfully conducting the test. India's first human space flight will be launched from Sriharikota in 2027. The four crew members of NASA's Artemis II moon mission returned to Earth early this morning with a splashdown in the Pacific Ocean. It was a triumphant homecoming for the crew of four, whose record-breaking lunar flyby revealed not only swaths of the moon's far side that is never seen before by human eyes, but a total solar eclipse as well. Commander Reid Wiseman, pilot Victor Glover, Christina Koch and Canada's Jeremy Hansen were the part of the crew. During the 10-day Artemis II mission, the crew became the first humans to travel toward the moon in more than 50 years, and they set a new record for the farthest distance ever traveled from Earth. In the run-up to the state assembly elections in West Bengal, the scrutiny of nominations for the second phase has been completed. Out of 1,525 nominations filed, 1,463 have been declared valid, while 62 have been rejected. The second phase covers 142 constituencies. 13th April is the last date of withdrawal of nominations. Voting for the first phase will take place on 29th of April. Meanwhile, in the first phase of the state assembly elections, 1,478 candidates are contesting across 152 constituencies in 16 districts. The nation pays homage to the social reformer and activist Mahatma Jyotiba Phule on his birth anniversary today. Born on this day in 1827, Mahatma Phule, along with his wife Savitri Phule, had championed the cause of women's education and empowerment, besides fighting for the removal of caste system and untouchability. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah, and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla paid floral tributes to Mahatma Jyotiba Phule on his 200th birth anniversary at Prerna Sthal in Parliament House premises. Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi also paid tributes to Mahatma Jyotiba Phule. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast thunderstorm accompanied with lightning and gusty winds over Jammu Kashmir and Ladakh today. Similar conditions are likely to prevail over Himachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Sikkim, Rayalaseema and sub-Himalayan West Bengal. The Met Department has predicted thunderstorm accompanied with lightning over Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur, Tripura, coastal Andhra Pradesh, South Interior Karnataka and Mahi. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings will face Sunrisers Hyderabad in Mulanpur, New Chandigarh today at 3:30 p.m. In other match, Chennai Super Kings will take on Delhi Capitals in Chennai this evening at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.